stories being told.
Take human rights activist Nabil Rajab. He's been to jail where he says he was beaten. A visit to his house reveals windows that have been smashed in attacks by security forces.
Now you see the high rate of unemployment among Shias, high rate of people with no houses among Shia. You see how high rate of people with no nationality among Shias. You come to the Shia areas, you see how much they are suffering.
Pro-government sources say the economy has not been greatly affected by the protests. While some businesses have relocated to nearby hubs like Dubai and Doha, others are filling the void, like fund management business Not Stucky.
We were looking for a robust regulatory framework, which we find that it's been offered by the Central Bank of Bahrain. It has an excellent infrastructure, and the proximity to Saudi definitely is another reason.
Still, around the financial district, there is anecdotal evidence the economy is suffering. Building projects look stalled. In the streets of the capital souks, Western tourists are markedly absent, and many who sided with the opposition have lost their jobs, leading those still at work to save money rather than spend. Dr. Ala Shahabi has a PhD in economics and was fired because of her associations with the protest movement. Her husband was jailed by the police.
I lived, you know, through this nightmare. My husband was just kind of, he came home for lunch and he left and he was ambushed and kidnapped from his car park and he was in jail for 10 months. He was sentenced to 3 years in a military court. I had very little access to him. He was tortured, severely beaten up, and he still lives with his scars and his wounds.
With the one-year anniversary of the uprising coming on February 14th, it's possible the tension bubbles to the surface once more.